Good morning or good afternoon, everyone, depending on where you are. Let me start by covering the first quarter results, and then there will be time to ask questions. Financial performance of the group in the first quarter is the first topic. Revenues were 295 million, up 2% year on year. Advertising revenues grew 7%. Gazeta advertising revenues grew by 10%. Book collections added 52 million, which is healthy, but down 18% from last year when we ran a very successful encyclopedia series. Operating results of the first quarter were depressed by several factors. Number one, operating loss of Nowy Dzień in the amount of 21.5 million, which includes provisions for contracts extending beyond the first quarter in the amount of 9.7 million. So that in the following quarters, there will be no impact from Nowy Dzień on our results. And the second factor was the non-cash cost of stock incentive compensation, 10.7 million. We had none in the first quarter of last year. If you exclude these two factors, the other expense increases were related to growth in marketing and promotion expense to 44 million. And staff costs were up by 5.7 million. That reflects an accounting factor. We now consolidate more radio stations by the full method. But there were also some real salary increases, particularly in the editorial office of Gazeta, enforced by market situation. Cost of materials was down by 7%. Larger volume was offset by favorable exchange rate. D&A was down 20% due to a new depreciation schedule. Operating EBITDA was 33 million and margin 11%. Operating cash flow 38 million, free cash flow 30 million. Booked EBIT was 3.3 million, but if you want to look at fundamentals and thus exclude the non-cash incentive comp and the impact of Nowy Dzień, EBIT would have been 35.5 million with margin of 12%. Now, the second topic I want to cover is advertising market. Total spending in the first quarter grew 8.5% and reached 1.2 billion. The fastest growing categories were financial services, that's mostly mortgages, retail, real estate, and recruitment advertising. The good news is also that automotive ads recorded healthier performance after a long period of very weak spending. Despite rate increases in January, television advertising saw slower growth rate, 9%, mostly due to significant slowdown in March. What happened there is that lower audience ratings in public TV and Polsat meant smaller number of GRPs sold, and if you combine that with high rate of prime time capacity utilization, you saw impeded revenue growth. Newspaper ads were went up by 8%. The drivers were local dailies, which were up 10%, and Warsaw papers up 13%. National dailies grew 6%. The fastest growing categories in daily newspapers were recruitment ads, travel, financial services, and retail, and spending on cars has improved as well. Outdoor advertising grew 12%. The key sources were promotional activities of newspapers, a surge in retail advertising, and an increase in telecom advertising. Radios were up nearly 16%, driven by national broadcasters, whose revenues increased by 16%. Local stations were up only 12%. Looking forward, we maintain our estimate of total growth of 10% for the year. Despite a lower growth rate in the first quarter, we believe that television will outperform the market this year, given rate increases, the announced 10% rate increase, the upcoming World Cup, and also given the lower base in the second quarter of last year when television lost advertising, where it stopped taking advertising for a week after the Pope's death. Of course, we are monitoring the market on an ongoing basis. If there is a reason, if we see reasons, we will amend these estimates. The economy, of course, is very strong, expanding at a faster rate than expected, particularly the domestic leg. So there may be a reason to amend these estimates upward, but we're not ready to do that at this point. Now, let me turn to the newspaper market, copy sales and readership, and I'm going to divide it into two pieces: what happened before the entry of the competitive Springer's newspaper and what happened after the entry. So before the entry, Gazeta had a temporary decline in paid circulation, which was then halted after 11% drop in December and comparable, slightly even higher decline in January. Figures already looked better. There was only 1.9 decrease. And in March, circulation reached 450,000 copies and was back on the path of circulation growth, up 1% year-on-year. Clearly, this is a dividend we are gathering from increased promotional activities and a number of changes implemented in the newspaper, including modified layout, enhanced and new supplements, as well as a promotional offer for kiosk subscribers. Just a quick comparison with competition. In the first quarter, Rzeczpospolita circulation declined 1.2%, was 178,000 copies. Super Express, 212,000 copies, that's 1.5% less than last year. Facts paid circulation was up 7%. The Gazeta has a stable and loyal readership portfolio, which reflects its strong brand. In January and February, this is the 2 months for which we have data at this point, we had 18% readership reach, which translates into 5.6 million readers every week. While we're on the newspapers, I should also mention a tremendous success of Metro. During the first 2 months, its readership was 7.5%. This is a growth of 3.6 percentage points year-on-year. Metro is now the number two newspaper in cities over 500,000, 10 percentage points ahead of Fakt. Now, after Springer's entry, the new product entered the market with a supermarket pricing strategy of sort of the lowest in the category, with cover price of 150 every day. Springer went on record saying that they target paid circulation is 150,000 copies, that they will spend 100 million on promotion this year, and that in 3 to 5 years they expect revenue levels of 100 to 150 million per year. Right after the copy price announcements by Springer, Gazeta made a quick preemptive move and lowered its cover price to 1.50, which seemed to have sort of confounded the positioning of Springer's market entry. And then some regional newspapers followed the suit and also reduced cover prices. Springer also sends fairly mixed signals about the competitive strategy. It is not clear whether the daily is designed to compete with national quality newspapers or with regional dailies, and there are also mixed signals regarding a target audience, meaning age, education, and so on. Now, it will be interesting to see what is going to happen in the whole newspaper market. The first official data, which is really the good ground on which to evaluate the changes, will be available in the beginning of June. So right now we're only dealing with unofficial data. On May 9th, Axel Springer announced that its daily average copy sales during the first 2 weeks after the launch exceeded 200,000 copies. Because of the competitive situation, and because of the Springer announcement, and in order to meet the expectations of the market, we have made also an exception and published our estimated data for April. I would like to emphasize that neither the Springer's figures nor ours can be treated as predictive of future trends. They're only data for very short periods of time. Having said that, I will add that according to our estimates, Gazeta's paid circulation in April reached 475,000 copies, while in the period of April 18 to April 30, which is after Springer's entry, the circulation was 500,000 copies. Now, when we announced the cover price decline, we also warned you that this may have a negative impact on revenues from circulation. As you can see, at this point, it is very hard to estimate what the actual impacts may be, because clearly the chemistry of the market has changed. It's not a zero-sum game. Our circulation is growing while Springer is selling Dziennik. All in all, in our opinion, we need at least several months to see how the market will shake out and what will be the impact of the new entrant and our pricing strategy on the future market makeup. In the future, we will no longer depart from the established procedure, and circulation results will be presented in line with the circulation audit bureau schedule of data publication. Now let me go over performance by lines of business very quickly. As far as Gazeta is concerned, the segment results of newspaper segment were depressed by the operating loss of Nowy Dzień, which I already mentioned, including the 9.6 million in provisions, and also by the non-cash cost of stock compensation in that segment of 9 million. Higher operating expense is due to growth in marketing and promotional expense, as expected. Gazeta's advertising sales were up 10%, and the Gazeta's share in the newspaper advertising market increased half a point to 43%. National revenue was up nearly 6%, share of 46%, flat year on year. Local revenue outside of Warsaw was up 17%, share was up 2 points, and Warsaw revenue was up 8%, share down 3 points to 65%. Books revenues 52 million as compared to 63 million last year. Again, it's an effect of high base of the first quarter when we ran the very successful encyclopedia series. Books in the first quarter had a pretty healthy operating margin of 23%. We sold 6 successful collections and 1-off project, altogether 3.7 million volumes, including volumes with CDs and DVDs. In April, we started another series, rock and roll music of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Metro is the biggest free national daily newspaper, second largest in cities over 500,000, with a total readership reach of 7.5% or 2.3 million readers. It was awarded the title Newspaper of the Year during Media Trends Gala. The growth of readership is accompanied by revenue growth and national dailies share improvement to 1.8%. The Gazeta PL, revenues were up 14%. The internet business continues to operate in the black on EBITDA level. Number of users in February was 4.4 million. That's a growth in excess of 50% year on year. Other lines of business, IMS, the outdoor business, total advertising revenue were down 9%. This is a result of a very high growth rate in the outdoor market last year as budgets were front-loaded due to earlier Easter. In the first quarter, AMS lost 6 points of share as advertisers of campaigns supporting sales of national reach usually advertise in second and third quarter of the year. And AMS has the most extensive offer of panel packages providing broad reach. Operating costs declined by 11%. Lower D&A costs reflects change in depreciation schedule of larger format panels. Operating EBITDA was 5.2 million. Operating EBITDA margin was nearly 19%. Operating profit 2.5 million. AMS received several Media Trends commendations in such categories of social marketing and innovative advertising offers for our new wall-mounted vinyl panels of 50 and 100 square meters. Magazines advertising revenue was a little less than last year, down 2%, market share at nearly 5%. On the positive side, long-awaited paid circulation growth, almost 11%, and circulation revenues up nearly 9%. This is basically reflecting market strategy of both adjustment in cover prices and significant changes in two magazines, as well as more marketing support. The success of Logo paradoxically impacts our cost base, as the quarterly became now a monthly magazine. Its operating costs was up 7.5%, chiefly due to staff cost increase and growth of promotional expense. Shopping magazines received awards this last year: Avanti Monthly of the Year, Logo Debut of the Year. As far as radio stations are concerned, advertising revenue was up 12%. Total share of radio advertising stood at 10%, audience share at 10.5%. Operating EBITDA was negative 2.2 million. This reflects investments. Two new stations were launched, and we are marketing our new soft rock brand, Roxy. Our Talk FM, the news radio, has wonderful audience results, 2.7% total audience share, which also led to significant increase in revenues of 36%, and it is now a significant, probably the most important, opinion-making radio station in Poland. Looking forward, the economy is strong. The domestic leg is very strong. So there are good economic prospects and growing advertising market. And as I said earlier, we are monitoring the market and prepared to amend our estimates if we see reasons for it. Gazeta will continue implementing its market strategy and also depending on competitive moves. I think I don't need to tell you again that we are determined and committed to protect our market position in the long run. How this will shake out, we need several months to see. Right now, we're in the midst of a very sort of fresh competitive situation. It will take good several months to see the landscape after the dust settles. That's maybe enough for an introduction. And operator, I'm ready to take questions.